Goodness me.
Paul's gone off for drinkies. Steve, where you at?
Hold off.
Rob, how do I sound this evening through this mic, Rob?
Sound perfectly fine now that my internet's not playing silly buggers.
Oh, good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, mate. Yeah, I can hear you just fine. You're lovely and clear tonight, Steve.
It's because I'm holding the mic up with my hand.
And please don't mistake the words "you're lovely and clear" with "cogent" because they're two very different things.
What's cogent mean?
Don't worry about it.
Cogent.
C-O-G-E-N-T.
A man with an average-sized penis. Oh.
Thanks, mate.
I'm just going to send you a picture of my cogent.
It's the TSW After Dark Side podcast from Talk Star Wars. Get down with your bad self.
Speaking of furniture, I was disappointed to hear you had problems with IKEA. I've never had any problems with deliveries.
IKEA. The at IKEA.
Mark. Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus. You never swear.
I never swear, and that's how pissed off I was.
He never swears at home.
Oh, Paul's in the call.
Oh, is he? I don't see him.
Yeah, just listen to him.
I can see him in the show chat.
You can hear him laugh. Did you hear him laughing?
Yeah.
Obviously something... Hello, Paul.
Oh.
There he is. We're going to be the morning zoo of podcasts.
Yeah. That's why I say I give it a fortnight.
Cogent. It's of an argument or case, clear, logical, or convincing. Oh, right, I see. I see what you
it's basically like coherence in an argument.
It's wordplay.
Yeah.
Brum-tish.
Yeah. Well done.
I'm going to get a drink. Mark, you'll like what I'm doing at work at the moment.
Oh, really? What are you doing at work at the moment?
We see my desktop.
Yes, indeed.
Every meeting I have.
Yeah.
That's what's projected on enormous screens.
Really?
Yeah, honest to God.
Is that how you kick it off?
And what's that? Oh, that's my book.
Genius.
I started Hindsight this week.
Oh, did you, mate?
Yeah, I haven't got very far, unfortunately, but...
on the drive-in?
The commute, yeah. The commute, excuse me. Reading on the drive is a bit dangerous, I found.
Yeah, it can be.
Mainly because Jen's got the car.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, mate, you all right?
I'm all right, you?
Not bad, thank you.
You sound fantastic. Are you wearing your gaming headset?
No, I just sound fantastic.
Right, okay. Is anyone else on?
Yeah, me, Rob. Hi, Rob.
It's very convincing, but let's see if we can get Paul on.
Are you on mic? Oh, that's from you, Mark. Not called me in yet. Well,
you're in.
Join the call.
I don't see him.
Silly bugger.
I did see him, and now I don't.
What's going on? How can
he
be?
Invite him.
It won't let me because he's apparently already in the bloody. He's already in it.
No, not been called in. I can't do that, can I? Oh my word! It's hard work, isn't it?
It really is an absolute nightmare. I don't know why it does this.
Rob to the rescue! I think I've just added him.
Thank you, Rob.
Boom.
Oh, there you go.
Obviously, Mark does not know what he's doing. But
you're already in the call, Paul.
No, I wasn't.
You are. You're in the call. That's why you're messaging us.
From your side, he was on the call, but I couldn't see him, so right. I was able to act.
It's a size thing, is it, Rob? Fine.
Very weird.
OTD.
I could. It wasn't appearing in my list of people in the call, so I was able to add him because it must be a bug.
I tried to start a new call, but I didn't have anybody's. I mean, you're all here, you're all in my address book, but when I tried to start a new call, nothing.
Weird.
Steve, you're still on, right?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just talking to Paul. Good. Just letting him know he's in the call, and he said thanks, and I said no problem.
Okay, that's all working out well. Alright then, well that's good then. So seeing as Steve, you want to be off by 10, Paul? We better get stuck into this.
Well, yeah, I mean, around 10, I'm just fucking shattered.
So am I.
I am just, full on.
I just got in from work. Stop whinging.
Ooh-ah. Ooh-ah.
I'm having a Lindor.
Oh, lovely.
Cheeky monkey, you. Right.
Oh, nom nom.
Lovely.
Okay.
We've still got 200 tons of Christmas chocolate left.
Yeah, we've got
We've got a fair bit as well. It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. It's my favourite time of year. I'm not a big sweet person, so it's quite...
I beg to differ. You are both big and sweet, Rob. Don't sell yourself short.
Oh, stop.
Why are you not?
Why are you crazy? You all scared.
God.
Right, Rob, do you want to bring us back in?
Why didn't they have these things when we were at school?
I know, it's too cool, isn't it?
That's the best one.
Yeah.
Have you got Here Comes the Window Cleaner?
I did dig that one out. It's in there somewhere. I've got basically every sound effect from Star Wars ever made. There's thousands of them in this folder.
Yep.
Find Here Comes the Window Cleaner. I'm not sure what he actually says.
Well, that's not in my soundboard. That's on the Mac. I have to send them to the soundboard.
The Jawa says it. Here Comes the Window Cleaner.
Yeah, he does. Oh, right. He says it kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And Beskabarn. Beskabarn.
That's pretty good, Steve. Okay. Fame beckons.
That was Paul.
Mm. What, are you really wrong?
Credit for another man's work.
Alrighty.
Again.
Oh, hang on, where are we? We're in Thingy Bob's corner, aren't we?
Yeah,
Casey's corner.
Okay.
Casey's corner. We're in Casey's corner. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
The hell? Go on, that. It's a trap.
Yeah, I know. It's
right, where has he dropped into a pit and that's how he knows?
He did, yeah. He's, yeah. It's where it's been lifted and heavily processed, I think, the audio.
Because it's got the music.
He was outed it. Too quick, wasn't he? It's like, oh, brilliant. He's in this one. Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, that was a bit sad.
Virtually no explanation other than he got sucked into space, which would do it.
Okay. He got sucked off into space.
Oh, my.
So, the movie.
I'm not doing before, an after, so, cause I'm
before you jump off, go, Steve, right. before you run away, I just wanted to say one of the films I've seen recently was one of the films you recommended. It was It.
Oh, yeah.
The remake?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Like it?
It's brilliant.
I loved it. I more than liked it. I loved it. It's one of my favourite films of all time.
Wow.
And
wow.
I'm not crap.
I praise indeed.
I am not shitting you. I enjoyed it so much. I was riveted.
Yeah, but he likes Star Wars. So.
I might start the It podcast.
There's a director's cut coming out.
Is there?
Talk It.
Yeah. And they didn't want to cut the bits out, but obviously they had to get the time down. But right. Some of the scenes.
Because it was still a hefty old film, wasn't it?
Fucking yeah. Scary, like when you read the extras. Yeah, I don't know if they'll put it in as a director's cut or whether it'll be
just deleted scenes.
I think it will be an extra long version because there's such good scenes they didn't want to cut.
It does
I'm
so
glad
much.
You liked it.
It does so much right, doesn't it? It does so much well. Yeah. He's brilliant, and they use him in such a beautiful way. He's kind of like a hybrid of all the best horror characters. Mm. He's a little bit Freddy Krueger, you know. It's kind of. It's all the right, all in right,
Jen
the right measure, and I love those kids.
She watched it
in
the end, but she kept getting up and leaving the room. She hates clowns, but she.
It was quite scary. Some of the stuff they do, like when he got out the fridge, some of the stuff that they do is really clever and really effective.
Oh yeah,
and creepy.
I'm out of here, shit ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now for me,
that is so funny. It was like Stranger Things, wasn't it? Very clever.
What?
Yeah, it was.
80s references.
And it was like Stranger. It was like Stranger Things the movie, and the kids were just so charming and so interesting, and actually spoke like real kids.
Well, the book's set in the '50s, but they made it. They changed it for
the '80s,
the 80s,
right? Yeah,
so because it was kind of more current.
So the next one they can do in modern day, I guess, couldn't they? Are they going to come? Yes, they come back when the kids are 40
years older. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be modern day.
Yeah, so that's it.
I can't wait for part two.
It's going to be so good. They're scripting
it
right now.
I
loved it. I loved it. And the last one I watched, which I adore, I absolutely adore Blade Runner 2049.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Nice. It's got Ana de Armas in it.
Is that her?
Yeah.
Ah.
She's from Knock Knock Knock.
Right, gotcha. She's the one you're talking about over Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, I see what you mean now. I loved it.
Who's hideous, Jen?
Shit ass.
Well, you haven't got a penis, so shut up.
Paul?
Yeah.
Did you see 2049 yet?
No, I haven't.
Are you interested?
No. Yeah, very much, but yeah. I just didn't get around to seeing it.
It's
yeah,
it is blinding. Absolutely yeah, blinding.
Yeah, I need to watch a good version of it.
It's a real thing. You know what I mean? It's a real thinker. It's a real...
Did I tell you guys I saw The Big Short? Have you seen that?
This is Brad Pitt and Steve Carell and Margot Robbie.
Steve Carell, yeah.
It's on Netflix, isn't it?
Christian Bale. Yeah, phenomenal.
Really good, yeah.
Ryan Gosling, absolutely phenomenal film.
Nice.
He's really good.
I was riveted. Yeah, but the casting is absolutely 5-star, seriously.
Cool.
But Christian Bale, again, tip my hat off to him.
He's great.
Yeah, he could just blow a raspberry in a box, and I'd probably enjoy it, frankly. But there you go.
Fart in a jar and get 5 stars.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
You know, he was nearly in Solo.
Yes, I heard he had an interest in it.
Yeah, they were in early talks and never got further than that, but he seemed quite interested.
Did they say what he was interested in?
No.
Okay, I was just curious as to... I'm guessing it wasn't going to ever be Solo.
No, but, no, most likely...
Whether he was going to be Beckett or something,
yes,
maybe.
Yes, I think that's more than likely what he was in line for. But he seemed to be quite up for it, and I liked that. He seemed to be very much up for that. So hopefully they'll swing back to him and use him.
I want to go and see Three Billboards. That looks just insane.
There's Francis.
Oh yeah, the
Francis McDormand, Sam Rockwell, and Woody Harrelson. And again, as far as I'm concerned, Woody Harrelson can just smile. And if you took 15 pictures of him, you could just freeze frame them and run them for an hour and a half. And probably
somebody
still watches.
Pointed out about Woody Harrelson the other day. He's not one of those people you'd consider like one of the all-time great actors, but he's got a really good taste in scripts.
Mm.
Like, he tends to be affiliated with enjoyable movies.
He does a lot with very little. Oh no, you know, he achieves a lot doing very little. He's very sort of
natural,
minimalist actor. Yeah, I love him. Yeah. He was in No Country for Old Men, which is a film I love that most people seem to hate for some reason.
He was great in that.
Was he a private detective?
Anton
Sugar goes and kills him.
Yeah. I love that movie until the end, and it ends halfway through a sentence, literally.
It's brilliant.
And that just really annoyed me.
It ends on Tommy Lee Jones, doesn't it, where he says...
Yeah, but he's literally halfway through a sentence, it just goes black.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Well, that's cool. That's good.
Yeah, it's great.
Keeps your cogs going.
It's enigmatic. I watched The Punisher recently, the full series on Netflix.
The Burntower series. I'm
gonna rewind and do this.
Yeah.
He's stunning in it. It's a little bit too violent for my taste. It goes a little bit too far in places. Sort of revels in it a little bit too much.
It is The Punisher, ultimately.
This is a guy that's seen entire Death Stars blown up and millions die. And yet
this is too much.
Hypocrisy is unbounding, Mark.
Yeah, but what's that thing I'm thinking about? I couldn't give a fuck. It's just that The Punisher is a little bit
old phrase,
too much.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Then don't watch From Hell then, Mark.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty grim.
It's
based on a story that's not exactly
PG-friendly,
is it? No, of course not. No.
There's a chap in The Punisher. He plays. He's a young. Actually, he's also in 11/22/63, the TV series with James Franco. He plays Oswald in that. He plays Lee Harvey Oswald in that, and in The Punisher, he plays like a vet that's having some PTSD issues. Spoilers.
Looking after animals.
And I can't remember his name. He's absolutely sublime, and he, as Oswald, is so much like Gary Oldman. It's spooky. absolutely spooky. I don't know whether they did that deliberately. And Steve, you sent me a message. It's better not be rude. Yeah, so there you go. That's what I've been watching. So maybe if you want to do a After Dark Side where we just talk about one of those movies, I'd be up for that, especially It. If you chaps who haven't seen it, go out and see it, and then we can talk about it.
I've got to open up then to that, because I'm so put off by the first film, which is one of the worst films ever made.
We
so
didn't I've got
to, that I've the mini, throw the mini that series
aside. Yeah, thing. I've got to throw
oh, those. The TV movie.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they're still good. I mean, it's what
the thing is, if you're saying that's good, then you're still putting me off watching it.
Well, no, it's still it's a faithful rendition of the book, but it's
the mucus that lives on the pus that grows on the mold that lives on the festering of the goo that sits on the bottom of the pond scum
in the house that Jack built.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what
that means. Like a
spider. I mean, don't forget that was made
quote,
in the 80s.
That's a quote from my best friend's wedding, by the way.
Okay.
It was an 80s movie. I mean, literally made in the 80s.
Star Wars
so
made in 75, and?
Well, I don't know, really, but I don't... I'm not
let
sure
me, let
that
me, Let me drop my mic.
They are... They're not in the same league, put it that way.
Are they in the human league?
Because it's a very tongue-in-cheek subject. The way the clown is depicted, even in the book, can come across sometimes as, it's a bit weird. But... they've made it very believable for a very weird subject matter, haven't they, Mark? And it works.
Yeah, I think because you accept it, or I bought into it on the same level as those kids. It was real to them. Therefore, by extension, I felt their fear and everything else that they felt. I just thought it was wonderful. And maybe now I've said this, I've built it up too much, and because I didn't go into it with any of those expectations, and now I've built it up too much. And
see, we did, and two of the three people that I went with didn't like it.
Oh, really?
And I loved it. And they were one of them's a massive Stephen King and particularly It fan, and
I'm not either of those things. I've never read It. I don't remember the TV miniseries, so I wasn't invested in the franchise on a material in any way, so I haven't been affected by what some people may
be
affected by.
But she really liked it, but not nowhere near as much as I did. She thought it was good, but she didn't think it was scary at all. But then nothing scares her, so it's like, I didn't necessarily think it was that scary, but I thought some of the scenes were really eerie and well done, and made me think like, oh, that's freaking weird. Like when he comes out of the fridge and stuff like that.
Yeah, that is weird, but beautifully weird. Are you still on for the 20th?
Yeah, I think so. I wasn't sure about what the plan was, but it seems like I'm free, so...
Cool.
You know.
That's good. We've got a few people coming, so it'll be nice.
Yeah. And it's the ones I like. So there's that. Apart from that, I would have liked to meet Dave, but, you know, kind of everything.
Well, it's a long way for Dave to come, isn't it?
This is true, yeah. No, it's fine.
Just for the day. Dave, I actually got to podcast with him on the round table and he was lovely.
He is lovely.
But then most of the people I had the pleasure of podcasting with that night were new to me on a podcast.
Which
and I enjoyed
this?
Them very much. The Last Jedi reaction we did. So it was the first time I'd gotten a chance to podcast with Carlos, Jay, Rob Phillips, even though he'd been on the roundtable before, but not when I'd been on there. I'd podcasted with Adam previously a couple of times. Mm-hmm. No, it was really good. It was a lot of fun. It was lovely. Paul, you should really do one of those one night. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, you dig it, I think.
I don't like fun.
Fun and joy.
Where's the fun in fun?
Where's the fun in fun? Yeah.
Fuck fun.
It'd be nice just to I get a chance to Forbidden Planet probably once, twice a week anyway, but it's always nice to go with somebody who's interested in the same sort of stuff, because one of my friends I usually go with is not as into some of this stuff as I am, but has a few bits he likes. So
do they have any vintage in there?
They have no vintage, no.
There
is a comic shop around the corner from my work that I think does sell vintage. Do you want me to have a look?
Oh yes, please.
Yeah, I'll happily do so, sir.
That'll be lovely.
Do so. Yeah.
Wonderful.
You should go down to Brighton sometime and check out Snoopers, because Snoopers has got vintage.
I will. I think that's where Adam either goes or has been in the past.
For his lives in Lewis. He lives in Lewis, doesn't he? So it's like just down the road.
Yeah.
Go to Brighton.
Yeah.
Snoopers is in the lanes, but yeah, because I'm long overdue a trip to Brighton. I haven't been there more than once or twice since I moved back.
Oh well, there you go. There might be something that we all need to do at some point.
Maybe
since your passionate youth
road trip.
Indeed. Yeah.
Talk Star Wars road trip. All right. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Well, they've done doubled it.
No, I've sent off something totally, totally underwear.
Totally underwear?
Totally underwear.
What, not enough.
Under Stephen wear?
No, it's underwear.
It's the decimal point somewhere. Maybe.
Bippy,
you're actually supposed to be paid 40p.
Where'd you get the TIE Fighter emoji, Paul?
It's all in Skype.
Is it?
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole Star Wars set. Oh
yeah, featured.
Oh no,
BB Hate.
I've really sallowed, if that's a word, on the Last Jedi.
You really what?
Who did the sound?
What,
Mark?
Mark's got a soundboard.
That's awesome.
It's a trend.
You think it's awesome now? Give it a couple of weeks.
Yeah, give it a couple of minutes.
Oh, look at them! Oh, that has to be my favourite.
Oh no!
Oh, look, it's moving.
No, I just did that one.
Ah, yeah, I did it first. Boom.
Yes, I've sallowed on the Last Jedi really badly.
Why?
I made the mistake of watching it again twice.
What's wrong with that?
Because it got worse each time, and now I fucking hate it.
Oh,
that's not true.
Please don't say any words.
Visually, I love it. I think visually and the music, I love. But I just hate it.
Oh, I got the soundtracks the other day.
Hate what?
The film is awful.
What film?
The fucking Last Jedi. It's really annoyed me.
It's the Tarantino
cut. I should have just left it.
No, you're just a nobbin.
Hang on. I'm going to break out the soundboard.
Mark said the C-bomb earlier, Rob.
What?
Was you there?
Did I? Oh, yeah, when you're talking about IKEA, yeah.
Fuckers.
Yeah, IKEA.
Wait. What the fuck was that? That's just too cool, isn't it?
It's great.
I'm so glad I finally have that option now.
Do you want a few sent over? You want me to record a few at some point?
Yeah, we should get some, is done and things like that.
Can you...
And move along.
Hello there.
Move along. Can you make a sound cloud out of my... I need... a raspy man in my bed.
Do you want to give me a better read of that?
Well, no, because I said it earlier about James L. Jones.
Yeah.
Because I can technically I could crop them out of this.
Yeah. But you need to make it not sound like a speaking spell.
Yeah. Right. So, this is my new audio setup. So we need to just test something. We need to test my soundboard. So can you hear this?
Wait, what the f*** was that?
Did you hear it, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Superb. So we have a successful soundboard. I'm so pleased. That's the first thing that's gone to plan with this equipment.
Ooh-ha.
Ootini! Yes, I'm going to be a menace with my soundboard.
Yeah, I give it 2 weeks.
Soundboard menace. That's good, though. The first thing Carlos did when I mentioned that I had a soundboard was in this.
Wait, what the f*** was that?
But it's good for this. Like, this is Ad's last voicemail that we had on the show.
Yeah.
Evening, everyone. It's Ad's here. It is 20 to 8.
So I'll bring it down in the mix a little bit.
On the 14th.
And I can talk over it. No, it's recording this onto my audio track, which is brilliant.
Nice.
Isn't it?
Nice.
I have a bag of Maltesers, and I'm 20 minutes.
Precisely what I've always wanted.
Paul makes that. What's that? What's that? That crust that's made of loads of layers.
BB 16.
The pastry.
The mantle.
No, it's flaky pastry. He makes flaky pastry.
Oh, I know the one. Yeah.
Notes, Rob.
Oh, does he? All right.
Pakey, mm-hmm. Pakey flostry.
That's a, what's it called, isn't it? Onomatopoeia? No. What's it called when you turn the
words.
Letters and you use the...
palindrome.
You change the first letters. Palindrome, what? No. Palindrome.
No, spoonerism.
Stable layer, IRIS, or elbows.
Runespism.
Runespism, yeah.
Runespism. Is that a real word?
No, spoonerism is, though, you fart smell.
Spoonerism, thank you. Oh, runespism, I see what you did there. No, palindrome is what Nelson said when he saw Elba.
Sure.
No, it isn't.
Abel was I, ere I saw Elba. He came round the coast and saw the island of Elba, where he was for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that would be a palindrome, yeah.
It's called
Opinion Alert. That's my alarm from whenever Steve goes off on an anti Star Wars rant. What's that, Steve? You don't like it?
No, it's a trap. Which I like.
Yeah, the guys were right, Mark. Shut up now.
Right.
Paul, you can't make it on the 20th.
No. Miss Jones has got two sleepovers back to back. And
it's in between.
My wife and I are taking advantage of said fact by going away for the weekend.
Oh, nice.
For a bit of algae, father.
Yeah, to return.
No, Steve, we're going to have a fresh country walk and a comfortable B&B with the faulty people or something like that.
With comfortable B&B a slang for sex.
No.
I wasn't sure. I don't know. I'm out of touch with all these things. I did want to and bums. I don't know.
Yeah. That works.
It could be either, couldn't it?
Whatever happened to a kiss, Mark? Why'd you have to go straight?
Well, when we're in person, Steve.
Like, you couldn't just say, you know, some heavy petting. You went straight for.
Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Find us at starwarscommonwealth.com. Alongside
the Tumbling Saber Podcast,
the Generation X-Wing Podcast,
the TSW Roundtable,
the Skyhoppers Podcast,
and the Nerd Room Podcast.
Head to StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first steps into a larger world.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.